you think pets are a good Christmas present? Now, I know this has actually been an issue over the last couple of years, particularly through COVID, because a lot of people got themselves a puppy dog for the family for the first time, or a cat. And then once the lockdowns ended, they figured out, you know what, I'm not really suited to having a dog around the house. I don't have the ability to actually look after the dog or the cat. Well, what about something a bit different? That's a budgie. Have you thought about maybe a bird, a budgie? The humble budgie, if you think about it, ticks a lot of boxes. They're great for companionship. Not too expensive. Kids can help look after them. Troy Holmes is the president of the Budgerigar Council. Hello, Troy.
Good afternoon, Quinton. Thank you for having me on the show.
I've got a dog. I don't have any birds at the moment. I couldn't imagine taking a budgie for a walk up the park. So why should I get a budgie?
Look, I think they've become, there's been an uptick in favourability towards them with the cost of living crisis that we've had going on that you mentioned.
Yep.
So you're seeing a budgie, you can go and buy one for, you know, somewhere around $25 from your local pet shop, maybe slightly more for a hand-raised one that's tame. And I guess the key thing is you can feed these little guys for about 24 cents a day on a fairly nutritious diet. So when you consider that your maintenance on them is under $100 a year, they may not be a goldfish, which you may get away with slightly cheaper, but you're watching it swim around in circles, whereas particularly for a kid, a budgie offers really great emotional enrichment and companionship.
Now, obviously you're a budgie fan, being the president of the Budgerigar Council, but it's not quite the same as having a dog or a cat, is it? I mean, you can't cuddle it, you can't take it for a walk.
Look, you'd actually be surprised. What we're actually seeing post-COVID is so many people posting on Facebook about the depths of their bonds that they're actually forming with their birds.
Right.
They just hadn't realised how great these things are. But you definitely wouldn't walk it down to the park. There are a couple of people getting around with these very cute backpacks that have got a wire front on them, and you'll see budgies quite often in cafes now.
I'm sorry?
Somebody's carted into there.
Hang on. You're telling me people are actually leaving their house with the budgie in a little box?
So it's actually in a backpack. So it's kind of like a little mini Avery on their back. They look fantastic.
They've got a budgie backpack.
They have. We haven't noticed anyone wearing budgie smugglers doing it, thankfully. They might be arrested. But no, we're definitely seeing a few more of them get around.
That's outstanding. Can you teach a budgie to talk? Are they the birds that can talk?
You absolutely can. I think the record for budgie speaking is about 6,500 words. There's actually a budgie released an album on Abbey Road.
Do they make a mess? I'm thinking of in the cage, because obviously, you know, when it's at home, it's in the cage, I guess, most of the time. Make a fair bit of mess. Poo?
Oh, look, they'll throw a bit of their empty seed around every now and again.
Yep.
But in general terms, they're pretty good. And you'll notice particularly they're very favourable in rental properties. So where you get a dog or a cat that's scratching everything, the budgie's fairly contained. Its footprint's pretty small. So they're looked upon, you know, they're very space efficient in that regard.
If you want to, say if you've got kids, seriously, and you want to take the budgie out of the cage, can they sort of fly around the house at all? Can budgies fly?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely encourage people to get them out of their cage and fly them around the house. You'd obviously want to make sure that you don't have anything like a ceiling fan running at the time.
Good point.
Could end up catastrophic. But, no, you definitely want to get them out and exercise them when you can. And they're great value.
And so do you go to a pet shop to get a budgie, or are there special budgie breeders?
Look, in New South Wales, you guys actually have probably the most budgie clubs of any state in Australia.
Yeah.
So I think you're close to 30 dedicated budgie clubs. And you can go to a pet shop and get one. You can obviously look on Gumtree. But you're also finding them if you go and tap some of the breeders in some of these clubs. You'll quite often get one that's spent a lot of time. It's not hand-raised, but they've spent a lot of time nurturing and caring for it. And for that reason, it'll be very open to being handled and, you know, that kind of thing.
And just last one for you, Troy. If you've got a boy budgie and a girl budgie in your cage, do you then get some junior budgies?
That's a really good question. I actually, many years ago as a kid, put a male and female in the cage hoping that they were going to have some babies, and I didn't actually get anywhere. And it turns out they're gregarious, so they need to be around other birds to breed.
Okay.
So, as long as you have noise of other budgies, so you can actually get them going. So once I ended up with about three pairs of budgies, I had little baby budgies everywhere.
Do they, just last one for you, Troy, because I'm getting a bit of feedback on the text line about this. Do the budgies get frustrated living in a cage? I mean, is it a bit cruel keeping them in a cage?
Look, I think that if there's obviously minimum cage sizes that we talk about. So down here, United Birds have some standards for how far they want the bird to be able to exercise in the cage. And we certainly recommend those cage sizes. So you're talking sort of 600 by 400 by 350 is a reasonable size cage for a budgie. But anyone, particularly kids who are getting these birds out, a lot of them are spending more time out of the cage these days with the kid. You know, we've got some great videos we're seeing down here of birds riding around on the back of dogs around the house. You know, my son has his pet budgie riding around in a little Ghostbusters car in the house. So they're definitely out and about and they love flying around. So, yeah, we'd encourage you to get them out, obviously, but, you know, working through that process so that you're training them so that you can catch them and it's not a three-hour ordeal trying to catch the bird to put it back in its cage.
Just keep them away from the ceiling fans. Good on you, Troy. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for having me on the show.
Troy Holmes is the president of the Budgerigar Council.